We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And with those great words, freedom in America was born. Our founding fathers thought, and though they knew that the fight against tyranny would require, though, more than words, the Declaration of Independence would merely be faded ink on yellowed parchment if actions had not backed their words. That's why the 56 patriots who signed their names under those great words over 240 years ago did so with, as the Declaration says, with a firm reliance on divine providence, and pledged one another their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. The securing of freedom came with great resolve and with great sacrifice. But there were even greater words spoken more than nearly 2,000 years ago by a 30-year-old carpenter turned preacher when he declared to folks in his own hometown that he was going to set the world free. Luke 4:18-19 in the English Standard Version says this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus spoke words of liberty, recovery, and freedom, but not for himself, but for us. See, for over 3 years, Jesus proclaimed that the kingdom of God was at hand, and many people hung on those words because no one ever really spoke like Jesus had before. But not everyone appreciated the words. Not everyone appreciated the actions. But there's an interesting verse in Luke chapter 9 and verse 51, when Jesus knew that he was going to die. The Bible says that he set his face towards Jerusalem. Or may we just revise that just a little bit and say that Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Nothing was going to prevent Jesus from securing true and enduring freedom for all of us. Jesus acted on his words with great resolve. Jesus sacrificed his own life on the cross as payment for the penalty of our sins. Jesus won our independence from Satan's tyranny of sin in our lives. So as we gather today around this table, let us be mindful and thankful that Jesus not only declared freedom from sin and spiritual death, but he resolutely secured freedom for us as well. Father, we come before you to remember that sacrifice. Father, it wasn't just words. There were actions in Jesus that backed it all up. He knew what lay before him. He knew the pain that he was going to have to suffer. He knew the torture. He knew the bloodshed. And he was even aware of the death. And Father, because of his immense compassion and love and mercy for us, he went through that. He went through it for me. And so, Father, as we come today to remember that, let us examine our lives and let us partake of the bread that represents that body that was so abused. And let us partake of the cup that reminds us of the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. And remember our need for Him and our need for You. And may we have similar resolve to not only be people of just words, but be people of action. For we ask all this in Jesus' name.